Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you. Hey, welcome to Build Your Tribe. Thanks so much for joining me today. Cool topic, LinkedIn. Now hold up. Before you like roll your eyes and you're like, LinkedIn? Who's using LinkedIn? Is that like even a thing? Yes, dude, it really is. Now it's not for all businesses. It's not for those of you who are maybe just trying to make some extra income online. But if you've got a business, if you're marketing something, if you're network marketing, if you're looking for other successful people, if you're looking for people who are looking for ways to make money, like LinkedIn is legit. Like it's a game changer because it's one of those places where you can be an early adopter. So many cool developments on LinkedIn. And think about it. In most social media platforms, people, they're not there thinking about money or their job or their career. They're just there, right? LinkedIn is a very specific audience. So I'm about to share with you one of my favorite experts. This is Bob Heilig. Bob is a graduate of the Marketing Impact Academy, and he's gone on to do his own thing. He's so phenomenal. As a matter of fact, he is an invited guest to speak at our live events. And that's because I went to his live event last year in Florida and I heard him speak on LinkedIn and I was like, mind blown. I took a bajillion notes and I'm like, we have to have him talk to our audience. So without further ado, enjoy this little snippet from Marketing Impact Academy 2019. Here is Bob Heilig.
Hello, everybody. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be here, and you know, this is really kind of a surreal moment for me, and I'm going to share my story of kind of how I got to this point today, and I'm definitely going to talk a lot about LinkedIn, because I really am excited about LinkedIn, and I think there's a great opportunity there this year for each and every one of you. Before I get into the details of that, I want to talk a little bit about my journey, because I've been in your seat before. And I know what it's like to have, you know, gone through a course like Marketing Impact Academy. And for some of you, for the first time in your life, you're starting to get a vision of possibility of being able to create something that could allow you to design your life the way that you want and to be able to impact and serve people and have a passion and get paid for what you love the most. But I also know what it's like to sit in that seat and have a lot of doubt. And it's interesting because it's kind of equal parts excitement, but then there's kind of this fear of getting started. And so my hope is that in sharing my journey and my story with you today, that I can inspire some of you that this is possible for you. Because I'll tell you, it is in every sense of the word, if you want it enough and you're willing to put in the work. But I'm here to talk about LinkedIn. And I believe that there is an incredible opportunity right now, as we sit here today in 2019, for all of you to use this platform to get awareness for your message and your brand and to be able to build a following. But I get it. When you hear LinkedIn, Shalene shared it, and I kind of thought the same way. People would say, you know, have you ever tried LinkedIn? And my immediate response would be like, not really. Like I used LinkedIn 10 years ago to try to get a job and my resume was on there. And I always thought of LinkedIn more, it was kind of a business to business thing, right? And I had an account for years, never did anything. How many people are like me where you have a LinkedIn account and you forgot to turn your email notifications off and you get a message every time somebody adds you or requests you? And I would just delete it all. Like I didn't even have enough time to go and change my email settings. That's like how little I cared about the platform. But I got to a point in when I was starting this journey for me, I started thinking, there's got to be a way for me to be able to bring more, and I'm going to use Shalene language, of my lifers into my world faster? How could I accelerate the process of doing that? Because I was, you know, I started and I was doing the whole Facebook thing, and I actually started on Periscope, which I'll talk about. But I remember thinking, like, it's great to put stuff out there and have people come to you. But the problem is, and this is a good and a bad problem, I can't really control who comes to me. I don't have control on who sees my message. And I remember thinking, what if there was a way for me to be more targeted in the people that actually saw? What if I could choose my network based off of who I knew to be my perfect, ideal, potential customer? And that was when my journey with LinkedIn kind of began. And what I'm going to share with you today is based off of some changes that have recently happened. I mean, this is like a little over a year ago, I wouldn't be on this stage talking to you about LinkedIn. It's only because of some recent changes that have happened that I'm going to go through here with you today that I think makes it such a great opportunity. But the first thing I want to start off with is, why LinkedIn? Part of it is the fact that this is a platform that gives you the ability to go out and find the exact people that you want, that are your lifers, that are your potential customers. Make a connection with them, bring them into your world, and then leverage everything that you've learned in Marketing Impact Academy, leverage that to build and grow relationships, which ultimately lead you to more of what you want. But the big change happened actually in 2016, when Microsoft bought LinkedIn. It was one of the biggest technology deals ever at that time, $26 billion they bought LinkedIn for. So here's what happened. That platform, LinkedIn, was kind of languishing. It really was a dead platform. It was people that were in our world wanting to do this. Nobody was really using LinkedIn. Then Microsoft bought them, and they started making some really big investments into the platform. And some of the things that I want you to understand are this. Let me share with you some statistics about LinkedIn today. It is the world's largest professional network. There's over 500 million people on LinkedIn right now. But what's interesting is this. 87 million of them are millennials. So millennials are actually one of the fastest growing market segments right now on LinkedIn. Now think about what's happening around us in the world today. There are challenges in terms of the job market. Yes? A lot of these people are graduating school and they're not, the jobs are not out there like they used to be. So they're turning more to platforms like this. Here's another interesting stat. 44% of LinkedIn users are female, which I would have probably guessed it was lower than that. And then here to me, this, what I'm about to share with you right now, is why I believe this is the mother of all opportunities for you right now. Only 1 million of the 500 million users have ever published a piece of content. That is 0.02% of people that are on LinkedIn have produced content, have shared content. And I got news for you. Even the ones that are doing it, it's a fraction of that that are doing it well, that have had the level of training that all of you have had in the Marketing Impact Academy. So here's where the opportunity is for me. It's really all about this. It's timing. It's timing. And when we think about timing, it applies in all businesses, it's important, but I would argue in this world, it's even more important. Being able to get awareness is harder today than it's ever been. Can we all agree? How many people have kind of been in this game of building a business around your personal brand for 3 years? Can we all agree, those of you that have your hands up, that it's different on Facebook today than it was 3 years ago? I mean, look, you could have, pretty much anybody could have started doing videos and just came up with a course and could have easily sold five figures of that course. Like, if you wanted it bad enough and you were consistent and you put in the time at that time, it wasn't that hard to do that. It's different today, at least on those platforms. You've got to be more creative. You've got to really be more deliberate in your approach. Doesn't mean it's not possible. Doesn't mean that we're still not so early in the timeline. Like 20 years from now, people are going to be like, I can't even believe you were alive in that time period. Like, you were alive when social media was just taking off and video came out. But what do? Our natural kind of way of being is, oh, we're too late. I wish I would have started 3 years ago. There'll be people 20 years from now would have given their right arm to be where you are today. So here's what we have to do. We have to look for the opportunities, and I think this is a big one for you. Let me share with you my story. And I want to share my story with you because I think it really, really is going to give some of you inspiration. Because here's what I know about human nature, because I was one of these people for a long time. Some people are going to say, Bob, man, why are you giving away all the secrets? Like I was talking with Sean backstage and we were talking about LinkedIn, and he said the same thing. He's like, you know, I feel kind of weird, like I'm giving away like these secrets, and it's like, it's going to make less opportunity for me. And we both kind of said the same thing, and we're like, nah, that's not true. Because here's what I know about human nature, because I was this person for almost 10 years of my life. Most of you aren't going to do anything with it anyway. Like, I'll give you the plan, and some of you still aren't even going to use it. That needs to change this weekend for you. Right? Enough looking back and saying, I coulda, woulda, shoulda. It's time to actually do. And that's the game plan that you're going to get today. But here's my story. So 2015, as Shalene shared with you, was a character building year for me. I was in the network marketing profession. I spent 10 years as a distributor. Profession changed my life. I love it. It's the industry that I serve. That's my lifer. That's my tribe. But for whatever reason, I didn't understand it at the time, I went through a series of events that were very challenging. In January 2015, the company that I was with, completely out of left field, I had no idea, shut down. I built my dreams. I mean, this was the rest of my life, and out of thin air, it wasn't there anymore. Less than 30 days before that, I had gotten engaged to my fiance, Shannon, at the time. Needless to say, she was probably a little concerned about what was happening. I was 40 years old, and here I didn't know what I was going to do for a living. I mean, I still knew I was going to go down that path, but it really shook me to my core. Now, who I was prior to that, I was the person that my mom had a Facebook profile before me. Like, my mom was like, hey, did you ever hear of Facebook? And I'm like, oh, Jesus. I'm like, no, but I'm signing up. I got to have it. My mom has a Facebook profile. I got to have a Facebook profile. I was like not on social media. I'd never done a video. I had friends of mine that were like hounding me. Dude, you got to do videos. You got to do videos. You got to get on Facebook. And I was like, it was always the kind of thing where I was like, I knew I should do it, but I didn't really need to. I was like just comfortable where I was. And then all this went down and it really woke me up to this idea that there is tremendous power being able to build this idea of a personal brand. You know, I affectionately call myself back then, I was an infomercial for my company at the time. And how many people here are in network marketing? Okay, a decent amount of you. Look, at this point now, this whole idea of like building a personal brand is not a new conversation. It's kind of like people are doing it. But back then, it was a very different idea. But I remembered, I said, you know, I need to really start pouring myself into this because I don't ever want to be in this position again. I want to have more control. So I started kind of going out and I started looking for different things. But I fell victim of exactly what I was telling you. I became a professional learner. I bought every course in the world, right? And I did nothing with it, right? I was consuming. I was constantly getting ready to get ready. And I did nothing. And I got a picture here I want to share with you. This is actually the first ever marketing event that I ever attended. Two good friends of mine, John and Nadia Milton, actually were the ones that drug me to the event. It was a marketing event in Florida that I attended. It was in July of 2015. Now, up to that point, I'd still done nothing. I bought a lot of courses, did a lot of talking, but I hadn't done a video. And I also bought that course. Some of you might be familiar with that one. The Marketing Impact Academy. I had all the information in the world to change my life, but I hadn't done anything with it yet. Until not even a week later. Now, what I didn't tell you is after my company had shut down in January, I went out and I sought after two good friends of mine who were in that video, John and Nadia, and I joined them in their network marketing company because they were already building a personal brand. I'm like, I want to hitch my wagon to you because I need to learn that. We attended this marketing event. Not even a week after that event, that second company got shut down. So for the second time in 7 months, I had nothing. But I had a lot of information, and I had this dream and this idea of what if I could take what I knew and what I had learned? What if I could actually go out and help other people and get paid to do that? And I remember having this moment where I had an honest conversation with God. I said, God, you know, I don't know why this is happening to me, but I'm kind of starting to get the message. Maybe there's a different path for me. And I woke up on a Monday morning and I said, that's it, I'm going to do it. And I woke up on a Monday morning, and some of you, most of you probably have heard of Periscope. So I remember literally at that marketing event, people were talking about Periscope. It was just getting big, right? It had been out for a couple of months, and I remember thinking live video. I was like, that's really cool. I'm like, that's scary, but it's cool. And here's why I like live video. How many of you, and be honest, have tried to post a video that never made it onto social media because you couldn't get it to look the way you wanted? Like 40 takes, you're like, nah, I don't like the way my head is, and I said that weird. And I filmed videos that never even made it to social media because of that. And I said, with live video, as scary as it is, I just do it, and I like Periscope because it was gone in 24 hours. So like as bad as it was, I only had to be embarrassed for a day, and then I could decide if I wanted to do it again. So I remember thinking, this is it. So I woke up on a Monday morning. I'm not a morning person. I woke up at 6 a.m., which is early for me at the time. And I said, I told my fiance, I'm going to do a video at 8 o'clock. I said, I need you to just be quiet, and I don't want you to be in the room with me because I need to be on it. And it was our little two-bedroom apartment we were living in together. And I prepared myself. The better word is I psyched myself up for 2 hours getting ready to do this thing. I scripted out an entire 5-minute, I'm talking about like word for word, scripted it out, and I was going to teach about perseverance. I didn't really get this at the time. I think it just came naturally to me that if I could just be honest with people about where I was in my life and be real with them, but not do it from the perspective of I was looking for their pity, but just being like, look, this is what's happening. This is how I'm dealing with it. I don't know if this can help you. So I was literally sharing my story of what I was going through and how I was going to try to use this thing to make it better. I didn't even know where it was going to go. And 2 hours, I was psyching myself up. I had a little $10 Amazon tripod. I had no microphone or anything. There was no Diva ring light in my life at that point. Now, here's what you don't know. It took me easily 15 minutes just to press that stupid little go live button. I mean, I sat there paralyzed. Every story you could ever think of, I told myself. Here's the funny thing. I didn't realize for the first 30 days of me doing videos that if you tapped the screen before you went live, the camera would flip onto you. And I would see people doing videos. I'm like, how do they start the video with them on the screen? Because the first 15 seconds of every one of my videos was my desk lamp. Right? I'm just gonna do them. And when I was done that video, I couldn't even figure out how to turn it off. I'm punching on the screen. Look, there were five people on that video. It was not good by any measure. I got through it somehow, and at the end of the video, I wasn't even planning on doing this. I said this to the 5 people that were on there. I said, and I'm going to be here every day for the next 30 days. I was like, what the hell did I say that for? I was like, sure, I got to do this tomorrow. And I had this anxiety attack because I'm like, I got to start waking up at 6 a.m. every day. This is exactly what's happening Monday through Friday. I committed, because here's what I knew about myself. I would not follow through unless I put that out there. And I think subconsciously I said that because I knew. So 8 a.m. on Monday through Friday became my accountability partner. Even if there was only one other person that expected me to be there, I knew that that was enough to get me to do it. And I started. I just went for it. I was just doing videos every day. And I'm going to share with you how I did it. And I want you to notice my hair starts changing. It gets longer. It's less kept. I stopped shaving at certain points. This was funny. So how to build a $1 million brand for yourself. I was broke doing videos in my apartment. Looking back, I'm like, I probably should have saved that message. But that's what I did. I just went for it. But it wasn't perfect, right? same shirt. I've upgraded to Lululemon shirts now, but I had 4 Nike workout shirts. People were like, dude, do you have anything that's not black? It's like everything is black that you wear. But I didn't care because if I could give you a piece of advice and you're taking notes, write this down. Here's what I focused on from day one. Not what I had to do. I focused on who I needed to be. Because here's one of the greatest lessons I've ever learned about success. Success is not a matter of doing, it is a matter of being. And when you focus too much on the tasks at hand, because listen, is it not overwhelming when you think about everything that you can and need to do with Marketing Impact Academy? Look, I remember, it's easy to get overwhelmed, but we get overwhelmed when we focus on the wrong things. Here's what I said to myself. Who would I need to be before I do this video today to impact and help someone else? And what I focused on was being someone that was present, that showed up with love, I wanted to serve, and I gave. Every single video when I was done, I was tired. Because I showed up with passion and a desire to help people. Even when I wasn't sure if I could help them or if it even mattered. But from day one, I showed up from that place. Who do I need to be today? I would envision that one person that needed to hear that message. If there's only one person out there that needs to hear this word of inspiration and support, then that was enough. And I truly believe that was the thing that allowed me to get through those early stages, but it didn't happen overnight. And I think there's a lesson there. Because if we focus just on doing something to get something, you're never going to win in a world like this, especially this world. But if you focus on doing it for the pure joy and satisfaction of the process and the work, then things will change for you. What I've learned, and I wish I knew this a long time ago, the income that you earn in this world is a byproduct of the impact that you make in the lives of other people. You want to make more money, impact, and serve more people. Now, that's not easy to say. Now, mind you, I was broke. I had to liquidate a 401k that I had to start a website, to buy courses. I was all in, and I did a video every day for 6 months without making a dollar. You don't think there were moments where I questioned it? Supportive as my wife was, you don't think there were days that she was like, where's this going? I couldn't even buy her a Christmas present at the end of 2015 or 2016. Yeah, when I started the process. And if you don't think that this was at play, I was afraid the whole time. See, my question to you is this: what's keeping you from doing what you know you need to do? Do you really need people to sit up here for 3 days and tell you, you need to do video, you need to talk to more people? You know that already. You took the course, but you're not doing it. Or at least you're not doing it consistently enough. Some of you are, but those of you that are stuck, I'm talking to you right now, this is the reason why. See, I want to give you a different way to look at fear. See, when we're fearful and we're not taking action, what we're really doing is we are clinging on to certainty. And what I want some of you to notice is how much of your life is controlled by what other people think of you. You do things that are based off other people's thoughts and judgments of you to make you feel good on the inside. Notice how much of your life is controlled. You only do things that you feel comfortable you can predict the outcome, or that it'll go the way that you want, or you need to be in control, or I'm just a perfectionist. No, you're not. You're afraid. I'm stressed. It's called fear. Stress is the high achiever's word for fear. But we cling to certainty. This was me. I didn't want to do the video. I'd gotten over my fear of public speaking, which was one of my worst fears my entire life in my network marketing business. I could stand in front of a crowd, but the idea of me doing a video and putting that out into the world, oh my God, I don't know who's going to see it. What are my friends going to think? What's this person? Right? It's our need for certainty. And here's what I've learned. And I also actually learned this. You know, Shalee mentioned Tony Robbins. I learned this from Tony Robbins, that the key to you unlocking the life that you want lies in the realm of uncertainty. See, the quality of your life will be in direct proportion to the amount of uncertainty you can comfortably handle. And here's the difficult message, but allow me to be the bad guy, and understanding I'm doing it from a place of love and compassion because I want to wake some of you up like I needed to be woken up. You have the life today that you're willing to put up with. And some of you talk a really good game, it just don't hurt bad enough. And my hope is that at some point, it'll start hurting enough for you to get out there and finally start living the life that you were created to live. But it stems from this right here. But here's what I had. So we have a choice. We can choose fear, or we can choose faith. And here's what was always at play for me. I had faith that there was a reason why this was happening to me. See, I have the belief that life doesn't happen to us, it happens for us. And I also have the belief that God doesn't give us what we want, he gives us what we need. And that was a difficult time for me, but I believe that I was being led down a different path. I believed that there was a higher calling and a bigger purpose behind what was happening to me. I wasn't looking at it like, why'd that happen to me? I said, why is this happening for me? What else could this mean? And sometimes what we realize is we are rejected from things that are good so we can be redirected to things that are better. But we must have faith in the process that there is a bigger picture at play. And then here's how it all came together for me. 6 months, video every day, hadn't made a dollar, dead, broke, couldn't buy a Christmas present for my wife, fiance at the time. And then I finally said, hey, and this is where I'm not a proud graduate of MIA, maybe I should come up with an offer. I didn't even have, like, people were like, dude, do you have anything to buy? I'm like, no, it's not a great business. I kind of get where my wife was coming from. But I said, you know what, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna just do a webinar. Because it's, I'm like, in and out, do it, sell it. And I came up with this idea, building your business with Facebook. Mind you, the guy that didn't have a Facebook profile until his mom. But I liked Facebook and I knew people wanted it. So I said, okay, I'm gonna sell a webinar, $37. I'm gonna just make a PowerPoint and teach people. And at the end of the presentation, I was selling a group coaching program. It was a 90-day program. And that was $497. And I was gonna deliver it live. I'd never done a webinar in my life. I signed up for a service that I'd never used in my life. I went live on Periscope one morning and I said, hey, I'm doing this thing, it's $37, here's the link. And I literally, in the span of 7 days, had 1,100 people buy. Yeah, which was incredible until I started realizing that I had to deliver a training for 1,100 people that I had not even created yet. Right? Talk about laying the tracks as the train is rolling down it. And I had never used the webinar. So I literally went into, this is no joke, went into the Facebook group the day of, and I was like, hey guys, so I have a webinar tonight that I had 1,100 people pay for, and I'm trying to use the platform, and I'm realizing I don't know how to use it. Could anybody help me? People must have been like, is this dude serious? So I had Richard, who was kind enough to respond to me and said, yeah, man, I'll hop on there and just run it for you and you can just do what you do. So I paid Richard $500 to get on and host it and run it. And I feverishly, an hour before this thing was done, finished the PowerPoint, got on. It wound up being 2.5 hours long. Not great for conversions, by the way. But I just showed up and I said, you know what? I'm going to focus on who I need to be for these people. Not what I need to do. And on that webinar, by the time it was all said and done, I'd made $113,000. And literally in an instant, my life changed. And here's where I had this big realization that money really is a product of service. And that we live in a world today that if we're willing, we're only limited by our own creativity and our willingness to serve. In terms of how much of that you can bring into your life. But it's not just about money. And I don't share that with you to brag to you, but I'm just trying to share with you my story to let you know that it is possible. And I want to play a quick video for you here. So this was the next morning. I was totally blown away. I was completely overwhelmed with gratitude. I mean, you can imagine. I mean, it was like, I didn't know how much longer I was going to be able to do this. And I went live. And this
was the biggest message that I have to you guys is thank you. and I mean that, I am so grateful for every single one of you, and the support that you've given me is thank you. You guys are getting me emotional. Guys, it's possible. Thank you so much for everything, and I want to inspire you to do more. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. You can do it. Keep pushing forward. Thank you.
How many of us can agree vulnerability is a difficult thing to do? Scary thing to do. When I give advice to people, I say, you want to connect with people? Be vulnerable. And that's hard. You know, it was not easy for me to go to that place. I've cried twice on video. My wife said, all right, no more crying on video. I think I did actually do it a third time. But you know what's interesting? It were moments like this along my journey that were the pivotal moments where things really started to change for me. You know, up until that point, things had gone kind of slowly, but this was a video that completely overnight people were like, because here's what they knew. They knew I was real, you know? And I think that there's a tremendous lesson in that if you can just kind of live your life out loud for others, but always do it from the perspective of how can I help and serve, it will make you stand out. And then 1 year later, literally 1 year from that initial marketing event that I went to, that was an event that I hosted in Philadelphia. It was called the Breakthrough Academy. We had 170 people from all over the world attend that event. I had made $1 million at that point. It was 11 months later. Fast forward 3 years later, you know, been blessed enough, we've earned over $5 million doing this in 3 years, which is crazy to say. And look, I don't know, this is on, like, results may vary. Let me say that to each of the videos, okay? But here's what I'm most proud of, is what we've been able to do because of that success. My last event, which Shalene attended, we were able to write a check for $40,000 to Give Kids the World, which is the number one organization that fulfills the Make-A-Wish Foundation for families, the entire family, kids that have terminal illnesses. They bring the entire family to this place and they just pamper them for a week. You know, when I think back, the moments that I'm most proud of and that light me up the most, it's things like this, you know, and then here I am today on this stage. I literally remember sitting, my wife and I were in Laguna on vacation when I decided to buy the Marketing Impact Academy. We were out here on a vacation. I said to her, babe, I want to buy this course. Just go with me. It's not cheap. And she said, look, if you think that it can help you, and I said, I think this is someone that I want to align with. I believe in what she believes in. I think she's doing it the right way. I remember buying that course. Nothing was happening at that point. And the fast forward 3 years to see me on this stage today, it truly is, when I say a surreal moment, now you have a better understanding of that. And I'm so grateful for Shalene. I'm grateful for Brett for having me here, but I'm also grateful for who they are in this world, because this is a world that traditionally is not, you know, I don't want to characterize it, but there's a lot of people in this world that are not in it for the right reasons. And she is. And I think that that's amazing.